Amen. OPBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota. And wow, there's a lot going on. And there always is, actually. But it's amazing to me, this transgender movement and this push that is going on to absolutely erase women. It's Satan's long war against woman. And it started in the Garden of Eden. It started right away. Satan has a special hate for women, and he actually wants to erase the role of women. And that's what we're going to talk about today with this transgender movement. What it does is it erases. It absolutely erases the role of a woman. It absolutely takes it away and you know, makes it something else. This has always been Satan's plan. And it's a popular plan, and it's going on today. And the answer is not going to be found in, like, I'm going to show you some clips today of Matt Walsh's What is a Woman? And I didn't watch the whole thing. I've just watched some clips. I am going to watch the whole thing because I think it's probably profitable to do so. Now, I understand that Matt Walsh, in this sense, doesn't have the answer. We have the gospel. We have the answer. And we know what it is. But the thing about it is that the things that he says are just absolutely funny to say. Now, I'm going to first start with this satire today, though. Babylon Bee. I'm going to start with this this satire. And after that, I'm going to show you real things, and you're going to think that it's actually satire. Because it really sounds like satire. It doesn't sound much different than the Babylon Bee. It really doesn't. So, you know, when you look at it, this is one of the defining moments of the age right now, and people are fundamentally ignoring it. Women, to their own demise, are jumping on board the transgender movement, and they are absolutely erasing themselves. They're ghosting. They're erasing their own selves. They're absolutely destroying the female sex by what they're doing. And it's unbelievable, but that's exactly what's happening. So anyway, it is amazing to see that. We've got many listening on Rumble right now. We've got 65 on here right now on Rumble. Twitter's going to take a while. I mean, it's not, people don't really go to, to Twitter for video, but that's okay. Hey, we're going to try it. We're going to, it says it lost connection. That means shouldn't have. Maybe it did though. But anyway, who knows if it's working. Andrew, you can check that when you get a chance, see if it's working on there. You know, we have over 60 on here right now on, Rumble, and the chat is working for some people. Some people are having a problem with it. They're going to work on it. We'll just keep going and try to get it to work here. We've got some folks on that are on Facebook Live, and let's see if we have anybody on Sermon Audio. We've got 8 on Sermon Audio right now, so about 70 people total right now that are listening. Praise the 75. Praise the Lord for that, and amen. So this topic is not going there. Now, remember, pray for us tomorrow. We're going to preach tomorrow, Lord willing, outside of the Rainbow Tana event. And so pray for Brother Aaron. It looks like he had an accident, and it wasn't his fault. Somebody else's, but just pray for him. The student that was driving, it looks like. So just pray for Aaron and pray that the Lord would be with him at this time and comfort him, okay? Let's do that. Father, Lord, we pray you'd be with Aaron and help him at this time. And it sounds like everybody's okay, but Lord, we pray that with them and Amen. All right. Keep him in prayer at this time. All right. So 73 people here on Rumble. The numbers are going up there. So good. Praise the Lord. That's more exposure than we get on YouTube. That's why I ditched YouTube. I have it on there. I let people know where to find us, but I mean, I really haven't been doing those videos that much, and the numbers are still the same. We need folks that are willing to come. Yeah, I don't know why it's cutting out, if it's clipping me or not. I don't know. I'll have to check. I don't know if Andrew can do anything about that from where he's at. I'm not. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe it's a little bit too loud. I don't know. I have no idea. We've got to work on some filters and some other things for this and kind of soundproof this room, but I don't know what's going on with that as far as it cutting in and out. I don't know. I can't get this mic anywhere closer. I'm not a rock star. I'm not Axl Rose. I'm not Aerosmith. I'm not going to swallow the microphone. So I got it as close as I can without breaking this stupid thing. But keep your mic closer. It's dropped a little bit. I'm trying, man. But this thing won't work that well. Okay, there we go. All right. Hopefully it's loud enough. Let me see. I mean, we seem to be doing fine with the CPU and everything like that. So I'm not sure why, but I'll try to keep the microphone where it needs to be. And hopefully, and stand here like a robot. We're going to have to fix this, whatever it is, because I don't do good with standing here. Pray for my daughter. Her cat died yesterday. Okay, well, we definitely will pray for that. That's always when pets die, that's always a sad thing. I remember when my dog died. You know, I had to put him to sleep. I didn't put him in a chokehold, but I had to put him to sleep. I had to take him into the vet, and he had to go to sleep. All right, Andrew's going to come over on Saturday and set the adjustments. So anyway, we'll figure out all that stuff, but we will definitely pray. I know that's a sad thing for folks all that good stuff. But all right, he'll end up adjusting these things and we'll get to the bottom of that thing. All right. So you pray for us tomorrow, preaching Rainbow Tana. You pray for us. Pray for the Lord to bless our work out there and to protect us. We will be streaming live from Rainbow Tana. All right? Live. That's right, Carl. Fabian's not Polish. He's not a Polak. What's wrong with you anyway? So, nope, there's no pets sleeping in Christ. Once they're gone, they're gone. They're into the ground and they're done. All right. Are you ready? I want to preface this by saying when I get started. I watched a video of a Chinese military recruiting video like 6 months ago or something like that, or four or five, whatever it was. And it scared me half to death to see the gay stuff that's going on in our world. And then watching the Chinese military and what they're doing. Now, you look at this. This is a parody, but, you know, it's a satire, but it's funny because it's really true.
Brave soldier of People's Liberation Army. As you know, our worst enemy is the United States of America. Traditional warfare techniques are not effective against their formidable forces. Luckily, we have found their weakness. Misgendering! Our beautiful friend President Joseph Robinette Biden was nice enough to loan us some American soldier for this demonstration. Let's take a watch!
Hello there, Annyeong Haseyo, as your people say.
First technique is to shout wrong pronoun at American troop. Watch this. He him! He him! You are he him! You are he him! I can see clearly! You are bearded man! He him! Very effective! Now if that doesn't work, try using gender language. Watch this. Hey dude! What's up, bro? What's up, my man?
Dude? Bro? Man?
Foolish American! Ha ha ha! Another thing to know about American Army is they lower the fitness standard. So you can just grab their puny little arm and hit them in the face like this. Stop hitting yourself!
Stop!
So stupid! They're so stupid! He's so stupid, I bet you get B on your report card.
I'm neurodivergent.
Like I said, stupid. Last technique! Remember that while we build strong culture and study tactic here in China, Americans are studying crazy things like gender theory on TikTok. So you can just distract them and attack from behind, like this. Oh, is that a drag queen story hour?
Drag queens where?
Surprise! See, that's all we need to defeat puny American soldier. We don't even need to fire a shot. All we need to do is say mean words they don't like. All glory to President Xi!
Oh, your president's pronoun is she? That's so progressive.
Pistol whip!
Oh, man. Oh, you know, and right about now you're thinking, why are you playing this? Well, it's Friday, number one. Number two, it's really close to being true. It actually is really close to being true. Okay? It's not that far off, as you're going to see in a little while here. It's not that far off. Okay? So, it kind of is the world that we live in today. It kind of just is. And it's the stupidity of this world. See that? Hold on, I'm getting another one here. Now, listen. I'm going to show you this. And obviously, we don't believe in aliens. And neither do they. They're just making fun of it. But I honestly want you to understand. Well, you're going to see it, actually. You're going to see it. And you're going to understand exactly. You're going to see it. You're going to understand exactly. Once I get to the actual real what is a woman portion of this, then you're going to understand why, wow, this is not only funny. He's not trying to be funny. Well, I am a little bit, but it's accurate. Now, because look how stupid this is.
General Floyd, thank you for agreeing to meet with us today.
Ah, yes, you are most welcome. Giving you a chance to beg and plead for mercy before we destroy your planet is my favorite part of the job.
No, please! Don't destroy us! We don't deserve this!
The looks on their faces. It's a hoot.
Perhaps we should start out by introducing ourselves. I'm Chief of Space Operations, General Foreman, he, him.
Undersecretary of State, Angus Miller, he, him.
Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer, Amanda Williams, she, her.
And what exactly is a Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer?
It's my job to be a black woman.
Well, good job, then. And what is this he, him, she, her?
It's my job to be a black woman. I'm telling you. This is supposed to be satire, but it seems really true, doesn't it? Like, okay. All right, I don't want you to miss this part, so I'll back up just a little bit.
Be a black woman.
Well,
Good job, then.
And what is this he, him, she, her, of which you are all speaking?
Those are our gender pronouns, so you know which gender we identify as.
I appreciate that, but I am pretty good at telling the difference between the two genders. A man, man, woman. Nailed it.
That was a lucky guess, but there are way more than just two genders.
Fascinating. We've been probing humans for years, and we have only discovered the two. How many genders are there?
172.
It's hard to know, really. It's changing all the time.
So, your species is evolving that rapidly. Remarkable. Perhaps while you are sitting here, you will grow additional limbs or develop the ability to breathe underwater.
No, that's not what we meant.
It's too bad. I breathe underwater. It's a lot of fun. If you threw 20 pennies into a pool, I could dive down and pick them all up without ever once resurfacing. Boom! What, no applause? So, what are these genders, and how do they function?
Function? I don't understand.
Why, yes. On my planet, the female gender is the giver of life, raising and nurturing our young, preserving our civilization for eons to come, while the males mostly just mow our space lawns and make multiple trips to Space Home Depot.
What you're talking about is sex. Gender is something different.
Exactly. People can identify with genders different than their natal sex, or with none at all.
But why?
It's just the way we feel.
No! It was the way we were born.
Well, of course, a lot of times they don't realize how they were born until someone tells them. Someone like a teacher, social media influencer.
And what exactly are these various genders? You have me very curious.
Well, there's non-binary, which is someone who identifies as both genders.
Doesn't saying identifies both genders imply that there are only two genders?
Was it? No, it's... Shut up!
Actually, it's genderqueer. That is the term that refers to people who identify as both genders. You know, like my nephew.
I thought that was gender fluid, like my niece.
No, that shifts around.
No, bigender shifts around, like my stepson.
It can.
Well, unless you're Native American, in which case it's two-spirit. Like my cousin, who got into Harvard because they's 1/16 Native American.
Oh, I understand. On this planet, there are people who are men, and people who are women, and people who are mentally ill.
I...
Man. Man, you want to talk about nailing it right here. He just nailed it, didn't he? And there are people who are mentally insane. There are people who are mentally ill. I get it. Okay, back that up. Okay, that's funny.
Oh, I understand. On this planet, there are people who are men, and people who are women, and people who are mentally ill.
I can understand that it's confusing. It can be difficult to keep track of all the different genders. There's so many of them. There's gender vague, there's gray gender, demi gender, oddy gender, omni gender, poly gender, and about 10 different kinds of trans. And those are just the ones that my nephew has identified as in the last month. There's also bi gender, which is two genders, those genders being male and female, or a combination of all genders, including agender, which is no gender at all. So
space
you
interjection.
Can actually simultaneously be no gender at all plus a gender. It's pretty cool, huh?
Planet has no sign of intelligent life. Official recommendation, destroy.
No, please don't destroy us! We don't deserve this!
There's that look. Well, sorry.
Well, sorry. Okay. Now, there you go. That right there is a perfect example of the insanity of the transgender movement. God made it very clear. And Satan has done his absolute best. Oh, it was so funny. I laughed so hard when I saw both of those. I laughed so incredibly hard at both of those. Because it... Oh, man. Oh, it was funny. It was good. It was good. But anyway, so that wasn't dumb. That was insanely funny. It was accurate. That's exactly, it's brilliant is what it is, because it actually shows what these people believe. God laid it down. God deals in absolutes. You beware of people who don't like to live in absolute truth. They have no absolute truth. When I'm going through and dealing with these people on that website page that had like 400 comments, right? The only thing that they agree on is how much they hate absolute truth. They agree on that they hate God. They won't say that. But they hate the authority of Scripture. Because I always go back with them and I say, you know what? Look, you're not going to shake me or move me because my authority is the Word of God. And you're not going to change that. You're not going to get me to believe what's not true. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Then you go to Genesis 3 and you see the war on women. There is an absolute assault on womanhood. And here's a clue for you. It's not the Baptist preacher that is preaching on the role of the sexes, that is preaching on man being the head of a woman. It's not the order of the sexes that's preached on that causes that war. Right? It's not that. What is it? Well, it's a bunch of men and a bunch of women that want to replace the role of the woman.
Are you conservative or liberal?
Probably very liberal.
Probably very liberal.
Compared to, yeah.
Compared to what?
Most Americans, yeah.
Oh, yeah? How old are you?
30 years old.
And how long have you been a liberal?
Probably 5 to 6 years, maybe.
And you were a conservative prior to becoming a liberal?
Very much.
And what made you become a liberal?
I got a little older, a little smarter.
Oh, you
grew out of it, yeah.
And you were tired of being a man?
I was tired of being an idiot, but...
So you woke up one day, you know what, I'm tired of being a man. I want to be a liberal.
I think there are plenty of men that are liberals.
Not real men.
You really think so?
Men who are liberals are betas! Did you grow up close to your mother?
I love it, but they're the problem. See, what these women don't realize is that these people that want to make you equal with men, they hate womanhood. They actually hate it. They hate it. Look what the Bible says about it. I'm going to tell you something. By the grace of God, I am never going to stop harping on this because it needs to over and over and over again. Hang on. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. It's against nature. Against natural use into that which is against nature. That's what it is. It's against nature. Right? That's it. It's they're without natural affection and they are against nature. And that's the enemy of woman. That's the enemy of true womanhood. That is the absolute enemy of true womanhood. Plain and simple it is. Whoops, sorry, wrong one. Go to the next video here.
Hey, bro.
I won't play that one. I don't want to give you too much of that.
What is a woman?
All these are good. Okay. Right. All right. So. Second. These people, whether they are lesbians or whether they are transgenders, they truly, truly hate the woman. They hate him. They absolutely hate the role of the woman. They hate the family. They absolutely hate him. It's just who they are. And it's not going to change. Unless somebody gets saved by the grace of God, they're not going to change. And this society is definitely wanting to replace women. That's exactly what they want to do. Because they hate women. Why? Because Satan hates women. Satan absolutely hates the woman and wants to change what she is, what her role is. Remember, just even clip.
Did you know that Black Lives Matter was an organization that was founded by a bunch of fat black lesbians who hate God, who hate the family, order of the family, who hate the unborn child? And they admitted, at least one of them, that they're a Marxist group and they've been trained to do what they're doing. Did you know it was founded by some fat black lesbians?
Wow. So, okay. So, first of all,
did you know that?
What we're not going to do is insult folks, right? So,
well, they claim to be lesbians, and they're fat, and they're black. Well, I didn't do it.
Well, I didn't do it.
But did you know that it was founded by them?
I personally know them, right? So we're going to stop that part.
And you knew that before they joined. What made you join knowing that? Because normally men don't follow women like that. What made you do it? Did you know that black...
That is one of the greatest clips of all time right there. Absolutely. Okay. Okay. Now, what I want to talk to you about, well, let's go back to the scriptures here quickly. Satan's war on women started with the deception of woman in Genesis chapter 3. This is a long war on women. he would use women, he would use the woman to attempt to destroy the man. That would be his goal, to attempt to destroy the man. And that's always Satan's goal. But because he hates God, and he hates everything about the Lord, so his goal is to use the woman to destroy the man. If he could just get the woman to hate her God-given place and her God-given role, she'll walk away from it. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that this tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. See, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Satan's attack was on the woman first. Are you listening to me, lady? Out there, are you listening? Satan wants your job. Satan wants to do what you were created to do. That's what he wants. He doesn't want you to be the jewel in the crown of your husband. He wants you to compete with your husband. Because if you're competing with him and you're trying to be him, then you won't be what God wants you to be. And it makes his destruction of man so much easier. Well, Piper, he wants you to be discontented with doing those dishes. He wants you to be discontented with keeping the house. He wants you to be discontented with being a lady. And he wants man to be discontented with being a man. You listen to me, and you listen to me good. Everyone under the sound of my voice. If Satan can cause you and lead you to be discontented in the work that God has called you to do, you will give up that work. You will walk away from that work. You will not work hard. You will turn your back on that work for something more pleasant, for something more desirable. To leave the plain path of duty. That's what he wants.
Did you know that Black Lives
Whoops,
Matter
sorry.
Was an organization that...
That was a funny clip, but that's not what I meant to do. But that's exactly what Satan would have you to do. If he can get you to do that, if he could talk you into not being happy where you're at, not being well pleased with what God has done for you, you'll sin against God. You'll turn your back on what God has for you. Simple things. Simple things. By the way, when you leave, listen to me, when you leave the simple definition of Scripture for anything and everything in this life, you will become a confused bag of a mess. Plain and simple. We'll show you. Simple questions.
What is a woman?
Why do you ask that question?
I just really like to know.
What do you think the answer to that question is?
That's why I came to a college professor.
What other kinds of answers have you gotten?
A lot of like this, where you're not answering, and I've gotten a lot of that, so.
I think it's interesting that you say that some of the people you've interviewed have been reluctant to answer it, and I think that has a lot to do with the way, the questions that preceded it, and the way that you've conducted yourself in the interview.
How have I conducted myself?
How do you think you've conducted yourself?
You just really don't want to answer the questions, do you?
I came today very willing and enthusiastic about answering questions about women's and gender sexuality studies.
The first answer you should be able to provide is, what exactly is a woman?
Well, it's actually a really simple answer, and that's a person who identifies as a woman.
But what are they identifying as?
As a woman.
But what is that?
As a woman.
Do you know what a circular definition is?
I do.
Like what you're doing right now.
Sounds like you would like me to give you a set of biological or cultural characteristics that are associated with one gender or the other.
I'm not seeking any type of definition. I'm just seeking a definition.
Yeah, and I gave you one.
What is a woman?
Why do you ask?
Hey, Peter! You see, he can't answer a simple question. What is a woman? Oh my goodness, really? I know what one is. I'm married to one. I know what one is because God's word tells me what it is. They can't even answer the question. What is a woman? Sad, isn't it? They don't want to answer the question, do they?
What is a woman?
How about another one?
What is a woman?
A woman is a, you know, it's a combination of your physical attributes and then what you're showing to the world and the gender clues that you give. And hopefully those match your gender identity.
The critics on the other side of this, of this issue.
There aren't many, but go ahead.
There aren't many who would disagree with what you're saying about.
Well, you know, the dinosaurs of the world are certainly out.
That would be me. I'm a dinosaur because I believe what God's word says what a woman is. I know full well what a woman is. I thank God I'm married to one. I thank God I'm raising five of them. I had to count to make sure I had the right number. And I know what a man is because I am one. And God's word tells me what one is. Do you understand? Man. All right. That's it. Going to the wide shot on this. Do you understand how vitally important it is going to be in the years to come for you to follow the Bible, not your feelings, not what you think, not what you feel, not what your desires are, not what anything else is, but what does God's word say? I'm telling you, these people are a bunch of psychotic, devil-possessed witches. And if you don't live your life and define what you do and who you are and why you do it by God's word, you are going to be deceived by devils. Plain and simple.
Out there.
What is a woman?
A woman is a, you know, it's a combination of your physical attributes and then what you're showing to the world and the gender clues that you give. And hopefully those match your gender identity.
The critics on the other side of this, of this issue.
That's not a woman. You know what that is? That's a dude that had plastic surgery. Without going into detail and trying to be as discreet as I can be, it's a dude that took the male body part that he had and had a plastic surgeon turn it into something else. Get it? Through plastic surgery. And lots of hormones. They can't answer what is a woman. They're afraid to answer the question. What is a woman? Right? They can't answer it. They don't want to answer it. I can answer it. You can answer it. God's people know how to answer it. They can't answer it.
What is a...
Oops, I think this is the same one. Sorry if I give you the same one. Let's see. Yep, that's the same one. Five. Let's go with six.
You're deaf.
Okay, here we go. You ready? You ready for the weirdos here? I'm telling you, it gets even worse. It's absolute worse than this. It's absolutely worse than this. It is. It's worse. It gets worse.
Your definition is that a woman is someone who is female, you said, right?
Correct. Gotcha. Okay. Is a biological female.
So what happens if we have maybe someone who is female, identifies as a woman, right? You know, cisgender woman, right? As you just explained, maybe doesn't have the ability to reproduce. Maybe doesn't have those organs that you're talking about that are reproductive organs.
I have answered the question. You stood up here and said trans women are women.
Yes.
Tell me what you mean. What is a woman?
Womanhood is something that, just as Ethan explained, I cannot define because I am not myself.
You used the word, so what did you mean when you said trans?
What do you mean you can't? Well, why do you want to be one if you can't define what it is? What? Confusion. Who is the author of it?
Your definition is that a woman is someone who is female, you said, right?
Correct. Gotcha. Is a biological female.
So what happens if we have maybe someone who is female, identifies as a woman, right? You know.
By the way, I know biological women that don't have children, and they are, in fact, women. Having a baby doesn't make her a woman. Being born a woman makes her a woman. That is a stupid argument. And Matt Walsh wasn't even making that argument. This dude is trying to make that argument. Or whatever it is. I don't know what that thing is. Let's listen to this again.
Your definition is that a woman is someone who is female, you said, right?
Correct. Gotcha. Is a biological female.
So what happens if we have maybe someone who is female, identifies as a woman, right? You know, cisgender woman, right? As you just explained.
It's so dumb. My daughter has never had children. Because she's not old enough. She is in fact, and they are in fact, women. They are little women, but they are women. That's stupid. They don't identify as women. They are women. This is witchcraft and nonsense. I'm telling you, I said this. Did anybody watch this? Hang on. Hang on a second. I haven't even put this on sermon audio yet. Well, it was on there live, but it's... Has anybody listened to this sermon yet? The Prince of the Power of the Air. This is part one from Wednesday night service. And I talked about that. People asked the question, how is a small group of these people able to do so much? And here's what you're not understanding. Here's what you're not understanding. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It is not them. It is the witchcraft and Satan's spirit that is behind them. They have an entire demonic kingdom behind them. Say, Pastor, you think you can prove that? Because you really think them peoples is devil-possessed just because it won't be girls and boys and stuff like that, weird stuff? You really think they got devils in them? No, I don't think they do. I know they do. Because Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 2 says they have the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And guess what? You can't explain it any other way than when you look at human beings and they can't define what a woman is when they came out of one. They came out of one.
Maybe it doesn't have the ability to reproduce. Maybe it doesn't have those organs that you're talking about that are reproductive organs.
I have answered the question. You stood up here and said trans women are women.
Yes.
Tell me what you mean. What is a woman?
Womanhood is something that, just as Ethan explained, I cannot define because I am not myself.
But you used the word. So what did you mean when you said trans women are women if you don't know what it means?
Right. So here's the thing. So I do not define what a woman is because I do not identify as a woman. Womanhood is something that is an umbrella term.
Wait a minute. So only someone who identifies as a woman can define what a woman is. Really? Because I'm married to one and I don't identify as one. But I know from 21 years of marriage, I know full well she's a woman. Right? I don't care how someone identifies. What are they? There's a lot of people that identify as Christians, but they're not. They're not even Christians. They identify as one. They've taken on the identity of one, but they're not one. Why? Because they've never repented and believed the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they've never been supernaturally changed by the Spirit of God, like every sodomite out there, like every LGBTQ transgender out there. They are not Christians. They are of their father, the devil, and the lust of their father they will do. They are liars. They have the spirit of Satan, and that's why they can come to you and say, I'm a woman. And they're not one. But they have the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, and they have to lie. Because that's all they can do is lie.
Includes people
that describes what?
people who identify as a woman.
Identify as what?
As a woman.
What is that?
Was to each their own. Each woman, each man, each person is going to have a different relation with their own gender identity and define it differently. Your definition is...
Where do you get that? Where do you get each... If you say that's what you are, then that's what you are. And then, like, when you identify it like that, like, then you become that. And, you know, that's, like, what you are. Really? I think that's, like, insanity. That's what I think that is. They used to put people in the nut house for that. They used to give people medicine for that. Because they were insane. Really, they weren't. Well, they were the maniac of Gadara, right? They're like him. They're maniacs. They're just. Like, Pastor, do you really believe these guys are devil possessed? My question for you is: you don't. You don't believe they are. You don't believe they're devil-possessed? Is there anybody on this thread that doesn't believe these people are devil-possessed? Aren't devil-possessed? Is there anybody that says, nah, they're not devil-possessed? Is there anybody that actually doesn't believe that they're devil-possessed? Anybody at all? Look at them. Of course they are. And they're fastly becoming one of the largest sex cults ever. They're the largest sex cult. I mean, think about it. How can it not be witchcraft? These people are allowed to talk children into mutilating their genitals and taking pills to alter themselves. That's a sex cult. Is it not? Yeah, it... Well, if you put it that way, kind of is. No, it's not kind of. It is. They are a sex cult. They have their own religion. This is their religion. It's what they believe. Let's see if that's the right
one. Your definition.
Nope, sorry, that's not... That's one we just did, but that's a good one.
So now...
Okay. Ready? Here's another one.
So now we are seeing kids that are identifying as animals going to school, and they are purring instead of answering questions, and they meow, and... The teachers are not allowed to question it because it's considered a queer identity.
So you have kids that are going to school and they're saying, I'm a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers have to affirm them as a cat.
Yes. So it's not
schools
just
are like
the young...
literal zoos now, basically.
They are.
I am a 27-year-old transgender woman. I am a Wolftherian and a member of the furry fandom.
When and how did you discover this inner wolfness?
Probably around age 10 or 11.
Are you able to communicate with the wolves?
Am I going to have a conversation with a wolf in the way that I'm communicating you and I? Obviously not. Am I going to read their body language, respond appropriately?
So now we are seeing kids that are identified.
Yeah, watch that again. Yeah, listen very closely. Because remember, it's either back to the Bible or back to the jungle.
So now we are seeing kids that are identifying as animals going to school,
and they are purring instead of answering questions, and they meow, and the teachers are not allowed to question it because it's considered a queer identity.
So you have kids that are going to school and they're saying, I'm a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers have to affirm them as a cat.
Yes. So it's not just the young. Schools are like
literal zoos now, basically.
They are.
I am a 27-year-old transgender woman. I am a Wolftherian and a member of the furry fandom.
When and how did you discover this inner wolfness?
Probably around age 10 or 11.
Are you able to communicate with the wolves?
Am I going to have a conversation with a wolf in the way that I'm communicating you and I? Obviously not. Am I going to read their body language, respond appropriately?
So now we are seeing kids that are...
Hey, so in other words, basically, the insanity will not stop. Remember, man was made in God's image. Turn to Romans chapter 1. And verse number 16, under the woman... Oh, sorry, that's not Romans. That's a good one, though. That's Genesis. There's a hate for woman. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For there it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith. You better believe this book, friend. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now understand, it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Look, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beast and creeping things. Doesn't that sound like what furry dude is doing here? Hey, that's not the first time I've heard of wolves. I had a guy tell me he was a werewolf one time, and I partly believe him. Oh, he was a wolf, all right. He sure was a wolf. That's for sure. He was a vampire, not a wolf. I'm sorry. I misspoke. He was actually a vampire, not a werewolf. Bill Schneblin was the werewolf. Yeah, forgot about that. This guy was the vampire. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator. Who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. Four-footed beast. See, they changed it, right? Look what they worship and serve now. It's their work. It's what they do. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You don't want to answer.
This is a good one, too. You know, why does Satan want to... Has it dawned on you ladies at all? Why does Satan want to replace me so bad? Why does he want to displace me? Why does he... Here's the questions you ask. Why does Satan want to erase me, displace me, or replace me? Why? That's Satan's three techniques. To erase, to displace, and to replace. Why? Why does he want to do that? Why does he want you competing with your husband instead of submitting to your husband? To displace you. Why does he want to do that? Why in the world does Satan want to? Because your family and your marriage loses its effectiveness. Your home loses its effectiveness. Do you realize that God designed the family in such a way that if we deviate from that way, there is, children need a father and a mother. They need a masculine and they need a feminine. They need a masculine father and they need a feminine mother. That's right, because we are the only ones that can reproduce man in God's image. That's right. And you are the only one that could be a source of stability for your husband and for your children. Your children need a soft and tender mother. Your young men need a soft and tender mother. Your young ladies need and young men need a masculine and strong father. Why? My son needs a masculine and strong father to lead him, to teach him, and to guide him to be a man. He needs a softer and an effeminate and a soft mother to teach him tenderness, kindness, and love. And to teach him what kind of woman to marry. Children need both. That's the way God designed it.
Answer any of the questions. Maybe we'll end with this because we're talking about womanhood. So people could probably shout out the question I'm going to ask you right now.
Okay.
But you know that you're a woman.
Yes.
What is that?
So gender is a social thing. It only makes sense.
I don't want to hear that. What is a woman? What is a woman?
What is a woman?
So gender is a social thing? No. It's not. Gender is an absolute thing. That's who you are. The sex. That's who you are. It's a social construct.
You don't want to answer any of the questions. Maybe we'll end with this because we're talking about womanhood. So people could probably shout out the question I'm going to ask you right now.
Okay.
But you know that you're a woman.
Yes.
What is that?
So gender is a social thing. It only makes sense.
I don't
want to
hear that. What is a woman? What is a woman?
What is a woman?
The word woman, define in the dictionary. Go.
A woman is somebody who is included and respected and seen and participates in society, recognized by other women. If you speak with women...
Circular definition.
That's mine. Whatever.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You don't want to answer any of the questions. Maybe we'll end.
Can't answer the question. What is a woman? Huh. It doesn't appear that he understands what a woman is. Or maybe it is. He doesn't want to answer what a woman is. Because it proves that he's not one. It will prove that he is not a woman. and he never could be a woman. Right?
You don't want to answer.
Yep, that's I do like. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So I always have to ask them. So I always have to ask the question at the end. I mean, everyone knows what the question is going to be. But so what is a woman? What, can you define the term?
I think the answer to what is a woman is a person who aligns with feminine traits that we traditionally associate with females, or that people that align with feminine side of the spectrum. So that's my answer. And I think that answer should, the definition of everything changes over time. And
wow.
Okay.
As we continue to learn more about what humans can really be, I think that can continue to grow. And I hope you understand that.
So I always have to ask the question at the end. I mean, everyone knows what the question is going to be. But so what is a woman? What, can you define the term?
I think the answer to what is a woman is a person who aligns with feminine traits that we traditionally associate with females, or that people that align with.
So some dude calls, no, you know what the Bible calls some dude that associates with that? I'll show you what the Bible calls it. Here you go. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, or adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. You know, I had a conversation with somebody today, and it wasn't a great one. But I had a conversation with somebody today, and they made this comment that, you know, God's people need to just have a humility month. And if they just have a humility month after the Pride Month, that'll be, and pray and seek God's face, and that'll be a good Second Chronicles. You know, that'll be a good way to combat the Pride movement. While I'm all for praying and being and humbling ourselves before God, we should do that every month, not just that month. I said, why don't these people, these pastors and these men, get out of the four walls of their meeting house and go out and meet the people in the public and go preach the Bible to them? Why don't they do that? Why don't they go preach the word? Why don't they go preach to these people? Why don't they go preach the gospel instead of hiding out in Pride Month? Of course, that went over like a lead balloon. I'm telling you, this issue is not going away. And the more people stick their head in the sand and ignore it, the more of God's men that stick their head in the sand and don't go out there and engage. Maybe you don't want to go preach. Okay, hand out tracts. There were 73,000 fans outside of a Taylor Swift concert a couple weeks ago. There should have been 10 churches there handing out tracts. There were thousands of people there. Tens of thousands of people there. If you go knock doors for a church visitation, you might hit 15 doors 20 doors and hand out 15, 20 tracks. You could have handed out 20,000 tracks. Our Baptist forefathers did it. They went out and preached. They got accused of ramming a text down somebody's throat. Why? Because they went and preached. That's what they did. Won't do it, though. All right, let's see here. Five, six, seven. Oh, this is a good one.
So I always have to ask the question.
Yep, that's that one. Okay, good. Okay. So Matt Walsh went to Africa, and he asked an African tribe. He asked them, you know, what is a woman? That's a good question, isn't it? Wonder if they're real confused. Let's hear it.
Can a man become a woman?
No.
What about a transgender? Transgender?
No. It look like to if you want to become a lady but you're a man, you have something wrong in
something
your
wrong.
Mind. Something wrong in your family, something wrong in you.
What about if someone was non-binary?
Come again?
Non-binary? Like non, like someone is.
You're not a woman. You're not a man.
Yeah, someone's like, someone is neither. There's something else. Is that?
He's saying we have never seen things like those.
Can a man become a woman?
No.
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 What about a transgender? Transgender?
No.
No?
It look like to if you want to become a lady but you're a man, you have something wrong in
something
your
wrong.
Mind. Something wrong in your family, something wrong in you.
What about if someone was non-binary?
Come again?
Non-binary? Like non... Like someone is...
You're not a woman, you're not a man.
Yeah, someone's like... Someone is neither. There's something else. Is that?
He's saying we have never seen things like those.
Right. We have never seen things like those. Why? Because only in Western culture where you have time to do absolutely nothing, can you dream up the most perverted, disgusting, wicked imaginations and vile things in your life. And actually think they're real. And by the way, these people, and when you talk to Christians about that, oh, you know, Sodom, you know, they fullness of bread. So that's, you know, they were gluttons. So that's why God destroyed them. We need to preach more sermons on gluttony. Okay. Well, that was one of the reasons that God said they had pride and fullness of bread. Or they had fullness of bread was one of those reasons. But that's not why he firebombed Sodom. He firebombed them for homosexuality. Just like every time you see it in the scriptures, that's what God did. Sexual perversion. And when preachers stop preaching on it and don't talk about it and don't want to, and then they use an excuse like that, well, there's other sins that were in Sodom. Oh. Man, you people are just idiots. I'm sorry. You have got your head in the sand, and you are dumber than a box of rocks. just dumb. Just absolute dumb on purpose. And leading people astray like you wouldn't believe. And they're, by the way, they're going to accept that sin. They are absolutely going to accept that sin. They are going to. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nope, that's the tribe. This is one. Now, here's one, and then we're going to get into actually...
Hi, I thought you had some really good...
Sorry. We're going to get into like the breastfeeding portion of this. They're chest feeding, it's called. And I'm not trying to... I mean, there's nothing wrong with... The Bible talks about giving children suck. There's nothing wrong. I'm going to be very discreet about what I read because these people are stinking perverts. But anyway, we will take a look at
good points, but I just wanted to ask you about hybrids and stuff because I'm here studying biology, and so we've learned a lot about genetic mutations and disorders and such, and there actually are hermaphrodite human beings where they have both ovaries and testicles, and that I have it right here. It's actually a medical condition called ovotesticular disorder, and there are also other genetic disorders where people are born with XXY, XY, or just X or just Y and such. And while it may seem rare, there are hundreds of thousands of people born with this each year. And so going off of your fairy tale hybrid people, they do exist. And so I'm just wondering how that would play into your view of there being a spectrum of gender, because
these are people who can get pregnant and also impregnate someone else?
Yes. Hermaphrodites, they have both ovaries and testes.
No. If such a person existed, that would certainly, I would not include that part of my next speech, but such a person does not exist. Now, intersex and the genetic deformities you're talking about obviously do exist, and I expected someone to bring that up in the Q&A. I think it's a fine point to bring up. Two things I would say to that. Number one, that actually has nothing to do with transgenderism, because when we talk about transgender, we're talking specifically about intersex people, then we would just say intersex. But with transgender, most of the time, we're talking about men who, they don't have any deformity. They are just straight up men, clearly, and they are identifying as a woman. So even if I agreed that what you're talking about is some sort of exception, that actually would have nothing to do with the transgender topic. But I don't think it is an exception because, as I said, I think a true a true resident of the middle circle of the Venn diagram would be someone who has the reproductive capabilities of both genders. And no one like that exists. I mean, not to be crude, but there isn't anyone who can get themselves pregnant, right? And that doesn't exist in the human kingdom anyway. So I don't think. I think what you're talking about there are people who have deformities. And so in their case, it would be more difficult than usual to determine what their actual biological sex is, because the usual indicators aren't there or aren't as obvious. But that doesn't mean that they don't have a biological sex. It's just not as clear.
Okay, so that was a good point that he made there, because that's actually true. Is that they can't reproduce. It may be harder to figure out what they are in that sense, but you'll know what they are. You'll know what they are. So, and no transgender is talking about being a hermaphrodite anyway. To use that argument of a deformity is kind of like, that's what evolutionists use for mutations and things of that nature, and flaws and things that came with a sin nature, the fall of man, to try to use that to prove evolution. They try to use mutations, things that have gotten worse. Things that have gotten worse, not better, to prove evolution. Just, it's garbage. It's garbage science, and it's a garbage point. Because men that want to be women, that want to transition into women, they're not doing that because of that. They're not doing that because they're open hermaphrodites. In fact, it's not even an issue. So they're making that issue up. It's a straw man that they can raise up so they can knock down. That's what they do. That's their work. That's what they do. So, okay, now we are going to get into some, unfortunately, some sick stuff here, which I believe, okay, remember that law that I showed you that California wanted to pass the other day? And it was a law that stated that if you didn't affirm the gender of your children, of their choice, kind of like if you didn't affirm their Happy Meal, you know, if you didn't affirm the gender of their choice, look, my kid has to ask me what for a Happy Meal, for what they can get. Dad, can I have a pop with this? We don't go to McDonald's really anyway, but Dad, can I have a pop with this? Or do I have to drink milk? Or do I have to drink orange juice or whatever? Yet I'm going to look at my kid and say, oh, you want to be a boy and you were born a girl? Do you see how foolish this is? But the point is that what they're doing with transitioning is child abuse. It is child abuse. But they're accusing us who are normal. The Bible says that those in that movement are without natural affection. There's something, like he said, there's something abnormal about them.
Black Lives Matter was an organization that was founded by a bunch of fat black lesbians who hate God, who hate the family, order of the family, who hate the unborn child. And they admitted, at least one of them, that they are a Marxist group and they've been trained to do what they're doing. Did you know it was founded by some fat black lesbians?
Wow. So, okay. So, first of all.
Did you know that?
And what kind of a feminine dude follows a bunch of fat black lesbians around? What kind of effeminate dude walks around like, I think I'll join Black Lives Matter and I'll follow three rich fat black lesbians? It's not natural. Like what he said, it's not natural.
What we're not going to do is insult folks, right? So,
by the way, this sounds like a bunch of fat black lesbians and other people and lesbians and homosexuals and transgenders that get mad at me. We're not going to insult. We're not going to do that. But meanwhile, they tell me they want to kill me.
They claim to be lesbians and they're fat and they're black. Well, I didn't do it.
Well, so.
But did you know that it was founded by them?
I personally know them, right? So we're going to stop that part.
And you knew that before they joined. What made you join knowing that? Because normally men don't follow women like that. What made you do it?
Oh, man, that is hilarious. It's still funny. What made you do that? Men don't do that. Okay. Now what we're going to move on to. See, it wasn't enough for them to replace the woman's role at home. They wanted to replace the nurturing aspects of a woman as well. Okay? So what they want to do is replace everything. Erase, displace, or replace a woman. That is their goal. And it is demonic to the core, friend. It is demonic to the core. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to read this to you. This is from the Daily Signal, but it's going to quote the CDC. Mothers swing at CDC for equating male nipple secretions to breast milk. Okay? So what they're comparing to is something they chemically manufactured in some dude. Okay? They chemically manufactured this in a man. All right? To make this happen, it is abuse of a child. And it is sick. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's new transgender-themed guidance. On biological men and chest feeding. Well, they can't call it breastfeeding because they don't have breasts. The new transgender theme guidance on biological men and chest feeding infant babies has roused the wrath of mothers across the nation, many of whom are well acquainted with vulnerability, intricacies, and intimacy of breastfeeding their children. Transgender and non-binary gendered individuals may give birth and breastfeed or feed at the chest, called chest feed. Right? They are replacing the woman. Transgender and non-binary gender individuals may give birth and breastfeed or at the chest feed, the CDC says in guidance on feeding infants. The gender identity or expression of transgender individuals is different from their sex at birth. Their gender identity of non-binary gendered individuals does not fit neatly into either man or woman, they quote. That's because you fools made it up in your own minds. That's because you made it up. The CDC also refers readers to the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine Protocol that breaks down how biological men who identify as transgender women and have had breast augmentation, the addition of fake breasts, can chest feed an infant baby. Now, this makes me mad enough to spit nails. I'll be honest with you. It makes me angry. It ought to make people angry. You ought to be outraged and mad. You ought to be angry about it. It ought to bother you. But it don't bother some of them. Pronoun use. Look at this. This is so stupid. I'm just going to show you this part of it. I'm trying to be discreet because I don't know what their stupid pictures have on them. Okay, so I'm trying to be as discreet as I can. I'm hoping there's not some fake men's breasts on here. Whatever. I'm trying to be discreet. Pronoun use. Ask which terms, names, and pronouns are preferred by the individual being supported. When introducing oneself, announcing one's own pronouns may make it easier for others to share their pronouns. No, I'm serious. This is real. Doesn't this sound like the Babylon Bee video that I played for you? Doesn't it sound the same way? It literally sounds the exact same way as the stupid alien video from Babylon Bee. Does it not? When introducing oneself, announcing one's own pronouns may make it easier for others to share their pronouns. If any individual corrects your pronoun use, it's best to briefly acknowledge the mistake and correct the pronoun going forward. I got to read this in this voice because this is what it sounds like. Pronoun use. Ask which terms, names, and pronouns are preferred by the individuals being supported. When introducing oneself, announcing one's own pronouns may make it easier for others to share their pronouns. If an individual corrects your pronoun use, it's best to briefly acknowledge the mistake and correct the pronouns going forward. Spending too much time apologizing for the error can bring more attention and discomfort to the simple mistake. No, like for real. No wonder why these cream puffs melt. No wonder why these cream puffs melt on the sidewalk when you say something to them out there. These snowflakes absolutely melt when you're preaching to them. They're being given a victim mentality. An individual does not need to have given birth to breastfeed or chest feed. Some families may have their other preferred terminology for how they feed their babies, such as nursing, chest feeding, or body feeding. Okay. That's kind of weird, ain't it? We are prioritizing the emotional wants. Here's what the truth is. We are prioritizing the emotional wants of adult males over the safety of infants. Commentator and author Bethany Mandel told the Daily Signal, "I've breastfed 6 children. I've basically been nursing for a decade. You have to be careful about what kinds of medications you're taking in. There is no chance that the substance emitted by a male whose body was tricked into lactation is safe." Right? There's no way to say that's safe. And of course, there's no nutritional value to the child, she added. This is about prioritizing the adult, not the child. Do you understand what they're doing? Some sick freak. Some devil-possessed dude. Strapped on fake body parts, took hormones, and wants to take a little baby and have it suck on its chest. You get it? That's not normal. Mary Rice Hassan, the director of the Person and Identity Project at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, also emphasized in the Daily Signal that a mother, a female, breastfeeds because it's good for her baby. A male performing a pseudo-breastfeeding sexual fetish is callously indifferent to the baby's needs, she added. This is perverted, abusive behavior. Any medical provider who facilitates such behavior is complicit in child abuse. This is not a Babylon Bee article. This is real. Real sick. And it is real. Can biological men actually feed a baby through chest feeding? Transgender activists say yes. Troop 2 pro-transgender doctors claim that a man was able to produce enough of some sort of nipple discharge to sustain a baby for 6 weeks by implementing a regimen of domperidone, estradiol, progesterone, and breast pumping, according to a 2018 case report on induced lactation. Who's the sick weirdo that wanted to figure this out? Right? Who's the sick weirdo? The Food and Drug Administration, listen to this. Listen to this. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, warned pregnant women in 2004 not to use domperidone, I don't know if I'm saying that right, sorry, to increase milk production due to safety concerns because of the possibility of serious adverse side effects. The FDA recommends that breastfeeding women not use domperidone to increase milk production. It's unclear what concoction of hormones or nutrients that nipple discharge actually contained or what effect it had on the child's development. The case report makes no mention of where the baby, which the biological man had presumably adopted, came from. They don't even know. The case report makes no mention where the baby, which is the biological man, had presumably adopted, came from. The pro-transgender doctors, Tamar Reisman and Zill Goldstein, did not immediately respond to requests for comment from the Daily Signal. Many of the women that the Daily Signal spoke with pointed out how very careful the medical community is with pregnant mothers who are biological females, warning these moms not to eat deli meat, certain kinds of cheeses, vegetables, milk, and not to drink certain juices, caffeine, and alcohol. So like she said, so don't eat sushi or lettuce or deli meat, but men can take a boatload of meds and make an infant drink their toxic chest discharge. And those were probably men you just saw, by the way. You didn't see him because I fast-forwarded through it, but that's a man. That's not women. Meg Killigannon, mother to four and senior fellow for education studies at Family Research Council, accused the activist of sexualizing a beautiful, natural, frustrating, difficult, self-sacrificial act like nursing a baby. This ideology abuses people at all ages, including and especially children, she added. We have lost the plot as a society. when we even entertain this conversation. Writer Emily Daniels, mother of two children with a baby on the way, told the Daily Signal that the conversation made her nauseous. For men to satisfy their desires to have their chest sucked on by infants, whether seriously perverted or seriously misguided from mental illness, we have to pretend that whatever RX-fueled discharge they can secrete will actually nourish a baby? The CDC did not request for comment for this story, specifically on what health risks may be in store for babies who consume biological male secretion. Chest secretion. I'm using that term to be a little more correct. A little more friendly. The CDC has a responsibility to talk about the health risks, but they've been derelict in doing so, said Dr. Jane Orient. We have no idea what the long-term effects on the child will be if the trans-identifying man or woman is using all kinds of labeled hormones. So a doctor wrote, talked about the effects of a transition-related healthcare, suppression and timing of gender. See, they're taking all these puberty blockers and all these medicines and all this stuff. And you know what it's do? What is that going to do to the babies? What is that going to do to the baby? Passing through that, what's that going to do to the baby? Drinking this foreign poisonous substance. So Donald's getting in on the action. He signs the presidential promise to fight for dignity of women and motherhood. He says that sex is binary, is a scientific reality, and all federal agencies will be directed to uphold this fact in every policy and program at home and abroad. A person's claim of gender identity does not overrule their sex. Well, good for him. That's common sense. He says, no way, man. You're not doing that. Now, whether he's sincere about it or not, who knows? Proof that the baby in the photo I tweeted yesterday was used as an erotic prop to satisfy a fetish. There were clamps. We're not going to get into that. This man is doing that because he's a pervert. And here's a woman. I mean, it's a dude. That's all it is. It's a dude that. The guy that was doing that. It's a candidates Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, did not respond to repeated questions or comment. The CDC is entrusted with protecting the health and safety of all Americans, including our most vulnerable, our children. Former Vice President Mike Pence told the Daily Signal. The latest guidance is just another insane example of a complete lack of leadership at the CDC. Remember, this is the CDC, the same CDC that Fauci was in charge of. Right? Transgender activists claim that it is in fact possible for biological men who identify as transgender women to chest feed an infant. They're a bunch of nuts is what they are. But see, they can't define what a woman is, but you know what? They sure are trying to act like one, aren't they? They want to be able to breastfeed, chest feed, they call it. That is Satan's plan to replace the woman. Now let me ask you something, lady. Are you fulfilling your role as a wife, as a mother, and as a lady of God that's following the Lord and following the way? Because you're going to be the only example that this world has. You're going to be the only example that this world has of normalcy. Because it's going to matter, lady, whether you obey what God has for you and you identify as that. I'm going to tell you something. If we don't get men leading again and women following and both doing so in the fear of the Lord, if we do not get back to that, we are in so much trouble right now already. Your children will have no one to marry. Your children will not know anyone that they could marry. If you find a local New Testament church, you better get there, a good one. Like I told people, I'd move all over the world if I had to, whatever I had to do to be right with God and have a local New Testament church to serve God, and I'd get there. Because you know why? Because you ain't going to have nobody to marry. Your kids aren't going to have anybody to marry. Bible says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands. That's first, by the way. You know what happens when a lady's not loving her husband? Because she's not sober. Not being sober. That's why young men are exhorted to be sober. Old men are exhorted to be sober. Young women are exhorted to be sober. Why? Because they can get these foolish fantasies in their brains of what life is supposed to be like, what marriage is supposed to be like, what everything's supposed to be like. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. That's the order, by the way. Love your husband, love your children. That's God's order. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And if you're not doing this, the word of God is blasphemed. Yep. It's so vitally important, friend. It is so absolutely and vitally important that God's people return to a biblical order of things. It is so vitally important. Because they are vastly going to be the only people that believe God's word. They're vastly going to be the only people that actually follow anything that's sane. And they're going to look insane because they follow the scriptures. They're going to look nuts. You're going to look nuts because you follow and believe the Bible. Because you want to be a keeper at home and you want to love your husband and raise your children. You actually want to raise your children. You actually want to raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You actually want to love your husband and love your children and be a discreet woman. A chaste woman. One that is not looking to attract other men. One's not looking to be loudmouthed and stubborn so everybody knows what they have to say. I had a lady get on one of those threads about that pride event. And she said, I'll never shut up. I'll never stop talking loud. I'll never stop telling everybody what I think. I'll never stop doing any of that. Yeah, So they said, I'll never stop. She said, I'll never. I said, yeah, unless God changes your heart, you're right. You never will. She goes, I'm perfect. I don't need to change. Exactly what she told me. Said, I'm perfect. I don't need to. This is the world that we're living in, friend. We better get back to the Bible. Because it's going to get a lot darker. It's going to get a lot worse.